Rarely have events at number 10 faced this much scrutiny. The country is watching, waiting, speculating on the consequences of alleged rule-breaking by those in power.
Prime Minister.
Yes, of course.
MPs have been clamouring for a full publication of the internal inquiry into potential breaches of the rules, compiled by senior civil servant Sue Gray.
That this government can be trusted to deliver.
The results of which, if harmful enough, could lead to the collapse of Boris Johnson's leadership. But with anticipation at its peak, now London's Metropolitan Police, who've stepped in to carry out their own criminal investigation, have put the brakes on, calling for the report to make minimal reference to the events they're examining to avoid prejudicing the case. The demand means the much-awaited Sue Gray report will be limited, excluding details of the most serious breaches, including possible errors by the police guarding Downing Street.
I think the Met Police have got something to answer for here.
This leading lawyer, who previously defended WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, believes the Met Police isn't capable of a fair investigation.
I think there's real question marks around the credibility of the Met Police investigating their own officers who didn't prevent crimes and did not report crimes. And I think they have a duty now to bring in an independent police force to look and review what it was that the Met didn't do.
So what did happen at number 10 during the pandemic? It's believed that 17 gatherings, ranging from cheese and wine events to boozy leaving dues, happened between May 2020 and April 2021 across Whitehall, with Sue Gray looking into many of them. Meanwhile, London's Metropolitan Police have launched a separate criminal investigation into 8 of the most serious breaches of COVID lockdown rules. Behind the door of the country's most famous address, Boris Johnson's planning his next move. All of this means that, like the hands of the newly renovated but not yet working famous clock, politics in Westminster is at a standstill. Boris Johnson in a perpetual state of high noon, his opponent in a continuous midnight, still in the dark about exactly what went on behind the doors of number 10. It also means that any momentum opponents of Boris Johnson may have gained in recent weeks subsides, giving Johnson room to manoeuvre. It's unclear when the police will conclude their criminal investigation. The results of that could be serious for Johnson, but might be months away. In the meantime, speculation over parties at number 10 continues. But there is, of course, one Downing Street night owl and potential star witness neither Sue Gray nor the police can question. Niamh Barker, Al Jazeera, Westminster.